And as we said, the State Fair opens tomorrow. And Tini Ricciardi with GuideLive.com joins us live like she does every Thursday morning. And I think she has more information about what's fun at the fair this weekend. Good morning, Tini.
Good morning, you guys. The next 4 weeks are really exciting. They have football, car shows, midway games, fried food, all that good stuff. There are some new attractions this year too, including a birthing barn where they're going to be.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but okay.
It sounds like my personal hell, but people are really excited about it.
I know, but if I was one of those pregnant animals, I wouldn't want everyone watching me.
For heaven's sake.
Yeah. Well, you and I can go get the food while everybody else does that. So the buzziest items this year are going to be the cotton candy taco and something called a corn dog ale, which is actually comes served with mustard on the rim. So, of course, I'll have all the details for you about the food and the beer. The State Fair of Texas runs September 28th through October 1st, and we have way too much information about it at guidelight.com. So if you guys are curious about any of the other things to do there, you can visit us online.
Okay, you actually accidentally said October 1st. It runs through October 21st.
Right? Yeah.
21st, forgive me.
That's quite all right. Just wanted to make sure that people didn't get the wrong information. All right, now, if you're not up to braving the crowd for the opening weekend at the State Fair, there are a lot of other things going on this weekend.
Absolutely, including something called Gelato Festival Dallas. So local gelato chefs are creating new flavors specifically for this two-day event, and attendees have the welcome task of tasting them all and voting for their favorite. So if that sounds up your alley, the festival will be at the Dallas Farmers Market on both Saturday and Sunday, and tickets cost $25 to $30 to attend. And it comes with complimentary brain freeze, I'm sure, so you can look forward to that.
I love that. If you want something more savory, you can head to Western Days in Louisville.
Yes. So this is a really fun festival. It's also 2 days. And this always includes the famous World Tamale Eating Championship. Now, but this festival isn't just about food. So you can also catch gunfight reenactments. There will be American Indian dancers and singers, car shows, and even a longhorn cattle drive. So that's Friday and Saturday, and tickets cost $10 per day. But if you can get out there before 7 p.m., entry will be free.
All right, what's going on at Clyde Warren Park this weekend?
Oh, this is going to be such a fun event. If you drive by, you're going to hear a lot of music because folks are going to be out there on Sunday for Drumathon 2018. This is a really fun event for a good cause. So there will be professional drummers such as Mark Schulman, who performs with Pink, and Rich Redman, who performs with Jason Aldean. And they'll be taking the stage in the park along with local drummers who have raised money to benefit the Breast Cancer Can Kick It nonprofit. But if you're not interested in playing drums, you can just join the party for free. Of course, there will always be food trucks out there and some vendors, all that good stuff. The party starts at 10 a.m.
All right, another fall classic, always a family favorite, the Dallas Arboretum, Autumn at the Arboretum.
Yes, this installation began on September 22nd, and the gardens are just filled with tens of thousands of gourds to celebrate the season. This year's theme is Adventures in Neverland, so you can expect to see scenes from the beloved Peter Pan story built throughout the venue. I'm told that Captain Hook's pirate ship and his crocodile nemesis are part of the installation, and what's kind of cool is that the experience is included with the price of general admission, so that's $15 for teens and adults, $12 for seniors, and 10 for children ages 2 to 12.
All right. What a weekend. Thank you, Tini. Always good talking with you.
Yeah, enjoy it.
All right. There's Tini Ricciardi. You can find all of Tini's good work and all that information about the Texas State Fair at guidelive.com.